Descriptions of the Pine Ridge Reservation in South Dakota usually emphasize that it is the poorest place in the United States, but Ian Fraser found something else there during the time he spent researching for his latest book, On the Res. The following is my recent interview with him. Could you talk about the sense of freedom that the Native Americans of the West evoke for you?
It goes back to when I was a kid. I always wanted to dress up like an Indian, play Indian. I was just fascinated by them. The idea that Indians were the original, free people of the continent is very much part of America. What the Europeans saw here were people who were apparently free of just about every constraint that the Europeans had rebelled and chafed against.
Did your feeling about freedom change after you had spent some time on the reservation?
Yes. I had already thought about the ideas of American democracy, ideas we take for granted, and decided that they seem a little willful and strange. All men are created equal is a great notion, but are all people equal in a practical sense? The Indian idea of freedom is just as problematic. If we're all free and equal, it becomes very difficult to deal, for example, with somebody like Red Cloud, the Oglala leader. He was an unusually great man, physically tougher and braver, smarter, more enterprising than anyone else. If someone is really superior, you try to find out what's small about them and cut them down to your size.
What drew you to write about the Oglala Sioux, and specifically Leewar Lance?
I just think the Oglala are really cool. Buffalo hunting, semi-nomadic plains warriors on horseback, have always appealed to me deeply. And Lee and I had been friends for so long. I was friends with Lee in New York because he was so different from everything else about New York. And Lee loved Westerns. So I could talk about my favorite thing in a Western, and he would know all about it. Well, he's a full-blooded Oglala. I never thought I'd be talking about Westerns with somebody from the other side of the Western story.
Thank you so much for the interview, Ian.